Give you an example. There's a house in Bel Air, California called The One. The biggest house ever built. Now, you stay in your house. I'm sure you like your house. I stay in my house. I like my house. My mom and daddy stay in that. I'm sure they like their house. But this house is called The One. Why is it called The One? Because there ain't no house in history ever. Everybody say ever. Ever been built like this. Took 10 years to build this house. This house is 105,000 square feet. It has 5 pools at this one house. I got one pool of mine, and I'm like, man, it takes a lot to maintain one pool. 5? The master bedroom, you walk out the door, and you got your own. I ain't talking about a little pool. Massive. These pools are massive. The master bedroom has its own massive swimming pool. It has 21 bedrooms, 42 full bathrooms, 26 foot ceilings. I would not want to be the one that got to change them light bulbs. Y'all hear what I'm saying? It has a putting green, has a 10,000 bottle wine cellar. Now, I know, all right, Christians, now, come on now. Come on now. What y'all going to do with that wine cellar? Have Coke up in there? Some pops, so come on now. We got a little wine cooler in my house. It's a thing. It's like a little refrigerator. We don't keep nothing but water up in it. Amen. 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 It has tennis courts. It has a fully functioning nightclub. Now, I ain't talking about this little room you can invite some folks over. I'm talking about this nightclub holds thousands of people. You gotta understand how massive this house is. It has a wellness center. It ain't got no gym now. There's a difference between a gym and a wellness center. It has a wellness center. I've been at the wellness center at Ole Miss. I've been at the wellness center at Mississippi State. They are massive. It has game rooms. I ain't talking about just a little PlayStation or Xbox. I'm talking about game rooms that rivals the best game rooms at an amusement park. Come on, somebody. It has bars. All right, there we go again, Christians. Come on now. It has its own bowling alley, a full-size theater, golf simulator, cigar lounge, and rooftop dining. This house ain't nothing in history ever been built like this house. It's called The One. And it had a price tag of $500 million. The guy that built this house wanted to sell it for $500. Y'all know what $500 million is? It's a half a billion. $500. I'm like, man, what in the world could $500 million? And your house is 105,000 square feet? Man, that's two football fields? I mean, it's huge. What I'm explaining to you your mind can't even comprehend what I'm saying. You got to see it for yourself because there's nothing ever that's been made like this house. What I'm saying to you, what God demonstrated when he raised Jesus from the dead, nothing in this world has ever seen that kind of power, that kind of demonstration that God pulled off when he raised Jesus from the dead. The reason why it was so glorious is because the resurrection was opposed by the tremendous powers of this era. I'm talking about the demon powers. Ephesians 6, chapter 12. The Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, watch this, but against principalities. Y'all see that? These things were opposing the resurrection of Jesus. They thought that they had him. Principalities are the high seats of power. They're the most ancient thrones in Satan's army. They've been around for ages. They're superior. They're high up in his order. They're like the chiefs. They're the ones that give the instructions. And then it says powers. They're the demon spirits that receive license to do whatever they want, whenever they want, how they want. They're roaming spirits, rulers of the darkness of this world. They're organized raw power. They're like troops or army, a military boot camp or a training center, and they're arranged, ordered, and dispatched. They have weapons of destruction. I mean, that things like that, that's where spirits of cancer come from, spirits of depression come from. All they have their assignment. Spirit of stealing, spirit of whatever it may be. They have their assignment and they go and do their assignment because they've been trained. These principalities send down the order. They go through the boot camp. You got to understand, Satan is very organized. He number one, he committed, he organized, and he is disciplined. That's why he gets over on Christians so much. Now, if we was as organized, committed, and disciplined as he was, I'm telling you, we could not be stopped. Yeah, I mean, and it starts by what? Get on a prayer line. Come on. Reading your Bible. Come on. And spending time with God. I'm telling you, Satan, he all in. He all in. He's so committed. He'll throw a thought at you, and he'll work over you that same thought for 10, 11, 12 years. Every night, I mean, just poke at you with the same thought, trying to get you to break. I mean, he don't quit. Come on, somebody. And then spiritual wickedness. They're malevolent spirits. They're insidious, very violent. Their intent is not to just hurt you. They want to kill you. That's where you see murders and all kind of gruesome acts. These spirits are in his order, in his hierarchy. All of these things came against what God was about to do when he raised Jesus from the dead. But through Jesus' death and resurrection, he defeated death once and for all. And guess what? He ain't gonna ever die again. Jesus will never die again. Turn to Acts chapter 20. Turn to Acts chapter 2, verse 24. When God raised him from the dead, whom God has raised up, having loosened the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holding up. Death could, that's why we sing that song, death could not hold you down. You got to get to make the ugly face. You are the risen king. Seated in majesty. That's how you got it. You are the risen king. Come on now. Death couldn't hold him down. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 1, verse 18. He says, I am he that liveth. He said, I'm the living one. He said, I was dead, but look at me now. Look at me now. Look at me now. I'm alive forevermore, and I have the keys of hell and death. What does keys symbolize? It symbolizes authority. Jesus said he stripped the keys from Satan, death, hell, and the grave. He stripped them from him. He said, death, where's your victory? Where you staying at now? Why? Because when he died on the cross, he paid the price for us to be connected with the Father again. The Bible says we are grafted into the family. We've been adopted as sons and daughters of the King. Amen. Christ's conquest of death was permanent and it is eternal. Now listen, turn to Matthew 28, verse 18. Boy, I'm about to wrap this thing up. I'm doing real good. Matthew 28, and Jesus came and spake unto them. He said, watch this now. He said, all power. Now, when God raised him from the dead, when God raised him from the dead, something happened. He said, all power or all authority is given unto me. It's given unto me in heaven and in earth. Now, that word all means the whole amount. Ain't nothing left. There's nothing left for the devil to have. There's nothing left for the enemy to have because all of it, I'm talking about all of the power in every area, every situation, high, low, wide, big, small, circle, square, line, flat, round. I mean, all of it was given unto Jesus. Satan has no more authority. Jesus stripped him. He stripped him. I said he stripped him. He stripped him of his authority. He stripped him of his power. And now the only thing he can do is make a suggestion to you. That's all he can do. Make a suggestion. I hope you start saying it and believe it. Because he has no more power. Glory to God.